Well, that's back to the back porch. That's back to the hallway through the house. Most of them went clear through the house, you know, in that day and time.
Where would the kitchen be then?
Kitchen would probably have been... I expect the kitchen was the third room back on that side. There was probably a living room. There may have been a living room, dining room, kitchen, and two bedrooms. That was the ordinary arrangement of a house about that time.
One story?
That was one story. Mm-hmm. Well, now, some we lived in. Later I could tell you more about, of course.
What would the construction of it have been? What would it, was it framed?
Entirely framed. There were not too many brick houses in Rome years ago. There are everything today nearly is brick, you know. But when I was a child, the majority of houses were framed.
Yes, that period probably. Oh, how high is the ceiling here?
They're high, honey. I have measured them, but I've forgotten. Let me see. Oh, I'd say they're all of 20-something feet high. This is an old house. We've owned it nearly 50 years, and it was an old house when we bought it. So I think it would date back, let's see, we bought it in 22. It'd certainly date back into the 80s or something like that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Sure it would.
Even, this is an unusually high ceiling.
Yes, they are very high.
Even for other old houses that I have been in, this is...
I expect I've measured it sometime. I'm trying to estimate. But 18 feet at least, honey, maybe 20.
Well, you know, it gives you such a...
Sometimes I go to the store and I'll be measuring. I say, I want this much, that's a yard and a half. It'll be a yard and a half to the inch. But I don't always get that accurate. I saw a whole lot. That's the reason I can measure.
That's tremendous,
Mama.
I think that must come with math. My father is a math major, and he does.
You have more of an idea of distances and lengths, and even then you miss it sometimes. But a lot of times I say, I want that. I guess I want 2/3 of a yard of this. And they'll measure. It's 2/3 of a yard. But I'm not always that accurate.
I don't come anywhere near. Estimate a mile.
No, that's not easy to do.
Let's see now. What do you call in a house that has that would, for example, burn wood or coal for heat, but not in a stove? You'd probably have it in a
fireplace.
Right. And what would you call the part of the fireplace that is on the outside of the house and extends up to the roof?
Chimney.
Right. And what do you call the part of a fireplace that extends out from the actual recessed part?
The hearth.
What do you call, I think they're still using them. In fact, they probably are selling quite a few of them now. And usually there are two of them in the fireplace that you rest the wood on to burn it.
Well, andirons, that's not a common usage with us. I guess if anybody had andirons, that's what we call them. I don't think of anything else you'd call them.
Does this house have a fireplace?
Well, I see right back of you. Of course, that used to be a fireplace, and we had the gas heater put in there. There was a fireplace in that room, and we have a big gas heater that stands out in the room in there. We do not have central heat in this house. We have gas heat all over.
It's warm.
It's very comfortable, very nice. And we've got a big gas heater in that room, in this one, and in the living room, the bedroom across the hall, and across the back of the house, where we have the den and breakfast room in the kitchen. We have gas heaters in each one of them. Well, we keep all that part warm all the time. All winter, when we're gone all day, we do not always keep this front part heated. A lot of people don't try to heat their whole house. And, of course, we'd like to. It would be right expensive. And see, I'm gone all day, nearly all day. Louise doesn't get home till 6:37. Ruth works till 5:30. So it'd be rather foolish for us to heat all this all day, every day. But when I get home in the afternoon, I generally turn it on.
Well, a lot of people don't heat part of the house. We turn the vents off in the front part of our house. Mm-hmm. What would you call this part?
We call that the mantle. Mm-hmm. Now, you know what an old-fashioned, old-timey name for it. Some country people call it the fireboard. Did you ever hear that expression?
No.
Fireboard. I've heard some people say that. But it'd be people out in the country, the older people.
Is it the same as a chimney piece? That's just a word I've heard.
Yes, that's in the night before. It was the night before Christmas. See, the chimney pieces in that. The handles were, the stockings were hung